Rachel Flum, your study found that Rhode Islanders need more education, not necessarily a bachelor degree, for people to get better jobs. But the study also points to a series of barriers in terms of money, race and ethnicity, and a lack of English skills. So how's the outlook for making progress?
You know, we're pleased to see some of these initiatives going forward in the governor's new budget. She didn't cut any more for adult education, so she has maintained the funding levels for adult education, which includes funding both for foundational skills and ESL services. You know, we think that there's more to do there. And if you look in the study, it shows that there has been a decline in funding for those in the last 10 years. But we're pleased to see they're at least maintained.
How would you evaluate Governor Raimondo overall on her efforts to address workforce issues in Rhode Island, and what areas need the greatest amount of change from your perspective?
So we are pleased to see that she's focusing on apprenticeships. We know that the Real Jobs and the Real Pathways programs are programs that are intended to get people not just trained and pray that there's a job available, but really get into the jobs that businesses have and move towards the jobs of the future. You know, we think there is more to do in making sure that in getting to her goal of 70% of post-secondary jobs by 2020, that we have different avenues to get there. So we don't just work on kids going right from high school into college, but we also recognize that there are the incumbent workforce that needs the different training levels and skill sets to improve. And also that there are going to be jobs where people are not earning a BA and they still need those to be good jobs. So they need to have good schedules, have wraparound work-family life supports like paid family leave, and also that there are always going to be jobs that won't pay a family-sustaining wage, so that we need to have supports like Medicaid and child care assistance to support those workers as well.
Your report pointed to different barriers, including barriers of race and ethnicity. We know the demographics of Rhode Island are changing. So what are some of the things that need to be done to help lessen those particular barriers?
Yeah, well, we really know that the people of color in our state are often less likely to have higher levels of education, or they often start college but aren't able to finish. And so the governor has done a good step towards her College Promise program, but we would improve it by allowing not just recent high school graduates to participate, and also to make sure that there are other tuition costs, or other costs besides tuitions, that are covered, because we know from a lot of low-income families, they start college and then they get stuck with the $400 textbook fees, for instance, and aren't able to finish. So those are areas that could improve.
One recommendation in your report is for Rhode Island to work toward a minimum wage of $15 an hour. There's always this debate among the two sides about whether higher wages are good or bad. What would you say to some of the small businesses, a coffee shop owner, a small business owner with a relatively few number of employees, who say that a $15 an hour wage would have an adverse effect on their business?
Well, we would say that the studies where this has been implemented in Seattle and other places, it has not had a detrimental effect on small businesses. The minimum wage has really not kept pace with inflation. And if it had, it would have been much higher. We'd be talking about $20, $25, $30 an hour rather than the $15 that we're talking about. And so we do think there's room to grow. Wages have not kept pace. As for all businesses, they need to be able to support their workers in order for them to be productive and grow their business.
We see some pretty different government philosophies between Governor Raimondo on one hand and President Trump on the other. How do you expect the administration in Washington to affect the kind of issues that you're concerned about with here in Rhode Island?
Well, we are concerned about the current budget that's being proposed and the cuts that'll come down to the state budget around that. And we just hope that our General Assembly and the governor will focus on investing in our workforce and continue to invest in Medicaid and other important supports rather than trying to trim back further when they hit those cuts.
Some people have criticized Governor Raimondo's budget for being based on too many assumptions. You know, there's a certain amount of money that's being banked on sports betting, which has not been legalized yet by the U.S. Supreme Court. What do you think of the governor's budget?
We have some positive things in the budget. We are concerned around some of the Medicaid cuts and the cuts to or the additions of co-pays for the lowest income folks. We are pleased to see she's investing in important supports like child care assistance and that she's continuing to expand the College Promise. I think there needs to continue to be some looking at her workforce development investments and whether those are getting the bang for the buck that we hope that they are, so that we know whether those are good places to invest a significant amount of the state's budget.
And finally, there's been some reporting recently that the Providence area ranks very high in terms of income inequality, one of the top cities for that in the U.S. That probably relates to many of the issues that we've discussed and educational attainment. Is there anything different that you think needs to be done to make more progress in reducing that inequality, or is it kind of these similar issues that we've been talking about?
We do know that while Rhode Island is Providence is one of the highest in the country, Rhode Island actually is closer to the middle of the pack with that. But there certainly is an income inequality issue here. I mean, we are proponents of having a serious conversation about raising revenues, especially given the federal tax cuts that our wealthiest Rhode Islanders have just seen a windfall from going forward. And we think it's time to have a conversation about raising revenues, both for the state budget and to help address some of that income inequality.
Some people might say that Rhode Island does not have one of the most hospitable business climates in the U.S. and that we need to develop our economy and that raising taxes would be a disincentive for the economy. How would you respond?
Well, we just put out a paper with revenue-raising options looking at both the personal income tax, the corporate tax, and the sales tax. What you'll see is that we have lost significant revenue in recent years from the reduction of the corporate minimum. I do think, given the huge windfall that both corporations and individuals have seen under this federal tax cut, that there's room to have a further conversation about that now.
Rachel Flum, Executive Director of the Economic Progress Institute, thank you for sitting down with us.
Thanks for having me.